Well, again, welcome to all this evening. Good to be with you. I'm at home because of the weather, but good to see those at the church.
Oh, 大家晚上好，我今天在家里，因为天气的缘故，很高兴看到大家。
So Lord, we just pray that you'll be with us tonight.
主啊，我们就祈求你今天晚上与我们同在。
We're gathered together by the purposes or by the facility of Zoom, and we can get together electronically.
主，我们感谢我们借着这 Zoom 的手段呢，我们可以以电子的方式聚集。
We thank you that we're coming together because of the Lord Jesus Christ.
我们也感谢您，我们能够聚集都是因为主耶稣基督。
And we've come this evening, Lord, to learn more about him.
我们今天晚上来呢，是想更多的学习他。
We remember that he said, this is eternal life, that you might know God and Jesus Christ, whom God has sent.
我们还记得主说过，你们认识神，以及他所差来的耶稣基督，这就是永生了。
And so, Lord, tonight we're going to look at the Gospel of John with the objective of seeing more and learning more about the Lord Jesus Christ himself.
主，我们今天学习约翰福音的目的也是为了能够更多的看见主，更多的学习关于他的真理。
And we pray, Lord, that as a consequence of this, we will not only know more about him, but we will believe more about him, and we will respond to him and begin to enjoy this great eternal life.
主，我们学习的这个目的呢，是不仅是为了更多的理解他，而是为了更多的相信他，也更多的能够回应他，也能够享受更多的享受他赐给我们的永生。
So be with Eric tonight and give him words from thyself.
主，求您今天与 Eric 同在，把您的话语赐给他。
And then be with all of us, those at the chapel and those on Zoom, Lord, be with everyone, speak to each heart, we pray.
也与我们同在，不论是在 Zoom 上的还是在现场的，都与我们每个人同在，教导我们，我们这样祈求。
And we ask this now in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ.
我们这样的祈求是奉主耶稣基督的名。
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Well, let's turn to the first verse in the first chapter of the book of John for an introduction. We'll read the first five verses.
好，我们来介绍这卷书的时候呢，我们先来读一下约翰福音的一章的第一节到第五节。
In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. He was in the beginning with God, and all things were made through him, and without him nothing was made that was made. In him was life, and the life was the light of men. And the light shines in the darkness, and the darkness did not comprehend it.
太初有道，道与神同在，道就是神。这道太初与神同在，万物是借着他造的。凡被造的没有一样不是借他造的，生命在他里头，这生命就是人的光，光照在黑暗里，黑暗却不接受光。
Now right away we can see that this is very simple language.
首先呢，我们先看到就是他的用的这个语言呢是非常简单的语言。
The Greek words themselves are very, very simple words, easy words to understand in themselves.
那他用的这里的希腊文的原文这些词啊，都是非常简单的。
But the ideas that they express, when linked together by the Spirit of God, they are so deep that no one has ever got to the bottom of them all.
但是它其中的含义啊，就是被圣灵所赋予的、所连接的这个含义呢，却是极深的，没有人真的能完全明白。
Now this gospel is, it's unique. It's different from the other gospels altogether.
那这卷福音书呢是非常独特的，它跟其他三卷福音书呢都不一样。
Now the other three gospels, they're called synoptic gospels.
那其他三卷福音书呢被称作对观福音书。
That is, they give an overview or a synopsis of the life of the Lord Jesus on earth.
那他呢这三卷福音书呢是给了我们一个概况，就是主耶稣基督在地上生活的时候他的这个生对他生活的这个记载。
But John gives us a different perspective.
但是约翰福音呢是从另外一个角度来介绍他的。
He gives us a heavenly perspective.
他呢是用属天的角度来讲的。
It's as though you were in heaven and viewing the Lord Jesus in his life here on earth.
就好像你是站在天上，从天上来看主耶稣在地上的时候。
And throughout this gospel,The theme runs through it of the one who is sent by the Father.
而且整个这个贯穿这个福音书的主题呢，都是讲这个被父所差下来的这个儿子。
39 times, that's 39 times in the gospel, you read the phrase, the Father who sent me, or I was sent by the Father.
所以在这卷福音书里有39次提到说父派差了我来，或者说我是被父所差来的这样的提法。
The synoptics, they view Christ as walking in the world, surrounded by men and women, doing great deeds, miracles,
那其他的三卷对观福音书呢描写的都是主耶稣基督生活在这地上的情景，他周围呢都是被地上的男人女人包围的，他在行各样的神迹，做各样的善事。
But John gives us another, that heavenly perspective, which is altogether different.
那约翰福音呢却给了我们一个完全不同的属天的视角。
For example, Matthew, gives us, as he presents Christ, particularly to the Jews, as the king, the coming king, the promised Messiah.
那比如说马太福音给我们展示的这个耶稣呢，主要是告诉犹太人，他就是呢他们所期待的要来的那个王，是神所应许给他们的那个王。
So Matthew opens with the genealogy of Jesus Christ that goes back through David the king to Abraham, confirming that Jesus Christ has the right to the throne of Israel.
所以马太福音一开篇呢就讲的是耶稣基督的家谱，他从大卫呢一直追溯到亚伯拉罕，要通过这样的家谱呢确认耶稣基督的他是有王的做王的权利的。
Now Mark is different. It presents the Lord Jesus as the servant of Jehovah.
但是马可福音不一样，它是给我们展现的是一个耶和华的仆人这样的形象。
It's an action gospel.
所以马可福音呢是一卷行动的福音书。
One of the key words is immediately.
它有一个关键词呢就是马上。
Just as a good servant would act according to their master, he would doEverything immediately.
就像一个好仆人呢，他的主人给他什么命令呢，他总是立刻马上去执行。
And so Mark has no genealogy at all.
所以马可福音呢是完全没有提到他的家谱的。
It begins with the work of the servant.
他一开始呢就讲到了这个仆人的工作。
Because who's interested in the genealogy of a slave, a servant?
那谁会对一个奴仆的家谱感兴趣呢？
Luke, on the other hand, establishes the Lord Jesus as the man, the man Christ Jesus.
那路加福音呢，他要建立的一个根基呢，就是耶稣基督是一个人。
And to establish the fact that he was real man, Luke records all the details concerning his birth, and then his genealogy going back to the first man and woman.Adam and Eve.
那为了确认呢他的这个百分之百的人的这个身份呢，那路加福音呢要记载他的家谱，而且呢详细的记载了他的出生以及他的家谱呢，家谱一直要追溯到，而且家谱要追溯到那第一对夫妻，就是亚当和夏娃。
But John, he takes us back to prehistory, before time began.
但是约翰福音呢把我们带到史前，就是在时间开始之前。
He takes us back to where Jesus Christ was in the bosom of the Father as the Son of God.
他把我们一下子就带回到主耶稣基督在他的父中，在他的父的怀里的那个时候。
And throughout the book, the object is to present him as the Son who is sent by the Father.
那在他通过整卷福音书呢，都为的向我们展示一个是被父所差来的圣子的形象。
Now let's take a look, a little bit of a look at the writer himself, John.
好，现在我们来看看这个作者本身就是约翰。
It's interesting that his name is not in the book.
很有意思啊，他的名字其实没有出现在这卷书里。
And yet everyone, all the ancient fathers, they all agree that it was written by the Apostle John.
但是呢，所有的初代教会，就是古代的这些圣徒们，他们都一致同意呢，这卷书的作者就是使徒约翰。
Yeah, he was the brother of James. He was one of the two sons of Zebedee.
那他的哥哥呢，或者我不知道是哥哥还是弟弟，是雅各，他是呢，他们两个都是西比泰的儿子。
Now, John hides his identity in the gospel.
那在这个福音书里呢，约翰是隐藏了他的身份。
At least by name.
那至少呢，是隐藏了他的名字。
But he presents himself in his relationship to the Lord Jesus.
但是呢，他把他的和主耶稣的关系给展现出来了。
There were three disciples that were particularly close to the Lord Jesus.
那在所有的使徒里面呢，有三个人呢是特别的跟主亲近的。
Peter,
彼得
，and James,
雅各
，and his brother John, the writer of the gospel.
还有雅各的兄弟约翰，就是这卷福音书的作者。
Now three times.We read that the Lord Jesus took those three, for some special, on three occasions, in special, on, for special reasons.
那福音书记载了有三次啊，他带着这三个人呢，在有一个特别的目的啊，在特别的时候，把他们带在身边。
He took them.With him when we went up onto a high mountain apart.
曾经一次呢，他把他们三个人呢带上了一座高山。
And there on that mountain, he took Peter, James, and John with him, leaving the other nine disciples at the bottom of the mountain.
那一次呢，他带着彼得、约翰和雅各呢上了高山，把其他九个门徒呢留在山脚下。
And there he was transfigured before them.
在这个山顶上呢，主耶稣就在他们的面前变了相。
What that means is that the inner glories of the Son of Man had been hidden in his life on earth. He set aside those glories, but for a few moments on the mountaintop, the inner glory shone forth and he was transformed before them.
那这个变相发生是什么事情呢？就是这个人子啊，他被隐藏的这个荣耀啊，他内在的这个荣耀，在变相的那一刻呢，短暂的显露出来。
Now, if you had had a vision like that, that would stay with you for the rest of your life.
如果你看到过这个异象的话呢，那这个异象会伴随你的终生。
Because there was night time.
因为那时候是晚上。
And he shone forth, not it was not a light from heaven on him, it was the heavenly light shining out of him.
那他所发出的这个光芒啊，不是天上的光照亮了他，而是从他里面发出天上的光。
And they described it later on as his face shone like the sun.
那他们后来这些三个门徒描述呢，就是他的脸呢像太阳一样发光。
And his clothes were white and glistening.
然后他的这个衣服呢是完全洁白放光的。
As if it was lightning going through the threads of his clothing.
那就有点像他身体里面的光啊直接透过这个衣服发出来。
Now he had told them that he was going to go up to Jerusalem and he was going to die.
因为主曾经告诉他们他要上耶路撒冷而且要死去死。
Three times he had told them.
他主耶稣告诉他们三次。
And they were thinking, well, what about the kingdom that you promised?
那他们想的却是那你答应我们的这个国就是这个神的国度怎么办呢？
All the prophets had prophesied concerning the Messiah when he came, he would set up a kingdom on earth.
因为所有的先知预言当弥赛亚来的时候呢他会在地上建立他的国度。
And instead now he says he's going to Jerusalem, he's going to die.
但是呢现在主却说他要到耶路撒冷去死。
They needed a glimpse of that kingdom.
所以他们需要瞥见一眼将来这个国度的样子。
And so he took them up into a mountain.
所以主呢就带他们到了山上。
Transfigured before them.
在他们面前变了相。
And they saw the kingdom in the king transformed.
他们在这个变了相的王的里面看到了这个国度。
And Peter later wrote about that and said, we saw that glory.
那彼得后来在彼得前书里面写到他说我们看见了那个荣耀。
But that vision was only given to the three that seemed to be the closest to the Lord.
但是这样的意象呢只给这三个门徒看了这三个门徒呢看上去应该是跟主特别亲近的。
Another time, near the end, there was at the ruler of the synagogue, he took, his daughter had died.
那还有一次呢就是有一个管会堂的这个首领呢他的女儿快死了。
And, there was so much doubting that the Lord Jesus said, she is not dead, she's sleeping.
他的女儿已经死了那个时候呢有很多质疑的声音但主说呢他不是死了他是睡了。
The people said, you're crazy because that, she's dead, we know what death is like.
但那些人觉得主耶稣基督是疯了他说他就是死了因为我们知道死是怎么回事我们知道他死了。
So he took all the people out of the room, you go out of the room now, and just the parents,And Peter and James and John, you come with me into the room.
然后主耶稣就把这些人呢都给赶出去了，让他们不要留在屋子里，只带了这个女孩的父母和彼得、约翰、雅各这三个人进去了。
And they were witnesses of what he said and did.
那他们呢，这三个人，就是主耶稣基督说的话和他做的事的见证人。
He says in Aramaic, "Talutha kumi."
他说，女儿起来吧。
That is, young woman, arise.
那刚才说的这个是亚兰语啊，翻译过来就是女孩子起来吧。
And they witnessed as he took her hand and she arose from the dead.
所以他们亲眼见证了主耶稣基督拉着这个女孩的手呢，她就从死里复活了，就起来了。
And another time, there was in the Garden of Gethsemane.
还有一次呢，是在克西马尼园。
It was on the night in which he was betrayed.
那就是他被卖的那一夜。
And very soon his betrayer would come with a band of officers from the chief priests.
那很快呢卖他的那个背叛他那个人呢就会带着一帮子从这个大祭司那里来的官员来抓他了。
And he had his 12 disciples with him as he went into the garden.
那他是带了12个门徒进到了克西马尼园的。
But he said to Peter and James and John, you come with me.
但是他对彼得、雅各和约翰说你们跟我来。
And he went further into the garden.
然后他带着他们三个人呢往园子的深处走去了。
And then he said, you stay here and you watch and pray.
然后主对他们三个人说呢你们待在这里你们要警醒祷告。
And then he went a little further into the garden himself.
然后主呢就又往前走了一段路。
He said about a stone's throw.
圣经说呢差不多是有就是扔一块石头的距离。
And he prayed.
然后他在那里祷告。
And they heard his prayers.
他们听见了主的祷告。
Father, if it's possible, let this cup pass from me.
他说父啊如果未有可能请让这杯离开我。
Three times they heard that prayer.
他们听到主三次这样祷告。
They saw him as so distressed that the sweat, as it were, great drops of blood falling down to the ground.
他们发现主呢，当时特别的难受，他的汗呢，汗珠啊，像大雪点一样滴在地上。
And he told his disciples that he was so distressed, so oppressed, that his soul was ready to die.
他对他的门徒们说，他说我现在受压极重了，我心里极其忧伤，我的灵里甚至都要死了。
And as they watched, they saw an angel from heaven come down and strengthen his mortal body to be able to sustain him through the great distress he was in.
然后他们也看见就在这样的时候有天使从天上下来加添主的力量在他的灵里极度忧伤难受的时候加他力量。
So there were 12 disciples.
所以有12个门徒。
Carefully chosen by the Lord.
是主仔细地挑选的。
The betrayer was a mystery to us.
当然其中这个背叛主的犹大对我们来说就是一个奥秘。
But the others were all chosen for, all 12 were chosen for a specific reason.
那这12个人呢他们被拣选都是有特别的目的的。
But the three were meant to be closest to him, to be the witnesses of some real earth-shaking visions, you might say, of the Lord Jesus.
但是这三个人呢，是与他格外亲近的，是主特别选了，让他们去做这样几次撼动天地的这伟大事件的或者伟大意象的见证人的。
But there was one disciple who was closest to the Lord compared to all the others.
然后其中这三个就是跟其他九个相比特别亲近的门徒里面呢有一个人。
That is the Apostle John.
那他就是使徒约翰。
Turn with me to John chapter 13.
跟我一起翻到约翰福音的13章。
The scene is around the supper table.
那这个场景呢是在主确立主的晚餐的这一晚上的这个餐桌旁发生的。
They had eaten the Passover supper.
他们正在吃逾越节的晚餐。
Judas had not yet gone out to meet with the chief priest to betray the Lord Jesus.
那时候呢卖主的犹大他还没有出去见这个大祭司。
And in verse 18 we read, I do not speak concerning all of you. I know whom I have chosen. But that the scripture may be fulfilled, he who eats bread with me has lifted up his heel against me. Now I tell you before it comes, that when it does come to pass, you may believe that I am he. Most assuredly I say to you, he who receives whom I send receives me, and he who receives me receives him who sent me. When Jesus said these things, he was troubled in spirit and testified and said, Most assuredly, I say to you, one of you will betray me. Then the disciples looked at one another, perplexed about whom he spoke.
从十八节读到二十二节，我这话不是指着你们众人说的，我知道我所拣选的是谁。现在要应验经上的话，说同我吃饭的人用脚踢我。如今事情还没有成就，我要先告诉你们，叫你们到事情成就的时候可以信我是基督。我实实在在的告诉你们，有人接待我所差遣的，就是接待我；接待我就是接待那差遣我的。耶稣说了这话，心里忧愁，就明说：我实实在在的告诉你们，你们中间有一个人要卖我了。门徒彼此对看，猜不透所说的是谁。
So that was then verse 23. Now there was leaning on Jesus' bosom one of his disciples, whom Jesus loved. Simon Peter therefore motioned to him to ask who it was of whom he spoke. Then leaning back on Jesus' breast, he said to him, Lord, who is it?
好，我们再读23到25节。有一个门徒是耶稣所爱的，侧身挨进耶稣的怀里， 西门彼得点头对他说，你告诉我们，主是指着谁说的？那门徒便就是靠着耶稣的胸膛问他说，主啊，是谁呢？
And then in verse 26 we read, Jesus answered, it is he whom, to whom I shall give a piece of bread when I have dipped it. And having dipped the bread, he gave it to Judas Iscariot, the son of Simon. Now after the piece of bread, Satan entered into him. Then Jesus said to him, what you do, do quickly.
我们再读26到27节，耶稣回答说，我蘸一点饼给谁就是谁。耶稣就蘸了一点饼递给加略人西门的儿子犹大，他吃了以后，撒旦就入了他的心。耶稣便对他说，你所做的快做吧。
So there's a scene around the table. The Lord Jesus, he announces this disturbing piece of news.
所以呢，这个场景呢是他们围坐在一起吃饭的时候，那主耶稣呢就宣布了一个让他们心里都搅动起来的这样的一个消息。
That one of the 12 was going to betray the Lord.
那就是他们十二个人当中的一个呢要卖主了。
And every one of them, I think, they doubted about themselves.
我相信他们每个人呢都怀疑是不是自己呀。
In another place, it says, one of the disciples says, Is it I?
有一处记载，门徒一个个的问主说，是我吗？
It was in a very emotional time.
这是一个非常动感情的这样一个时刻。
It was the hour and the power of darkness. The devil seemed to be everywhere.
那个时刻呢，是这个邪恶势力掌权的时候，好像这个魔鬼啊无所不在。
Satan was standing right there beside that table that day.
撒旦的那一天那一时刻就站在他们的桌子旁。
Because we read that as soon as Judas took the sop, the little bread that was dipped to show that this was a preferred one, then Satan entered into him. Satan was right there that evening.
因为这里讲到撒旦吃了主耶稣蘸的那点饼以后呢撒旦就入了他的心了。撒旦那天呢就站在那里，他接受了这个饼以后呢撒旦就入了他的心。但是主耶稣蘸了饼给一个人呢，这个是当时的风俗里是指对他最尊贵的人，或者说他最在意的这个人的给他的这个动作。
But in contrast to that, we have this one disciple, and he's leaning on the breast of the Lord Jesus.
但与此对比的呢，对比的呢，就是有一个门徒啊，他是靠在主的胸膛上的。
Now the way that they would conduct their dinners is they had couches. With a central table. And they were not sitting on chairs as we do around a table. Rather, they had, benches or they, where they would, they could recline around the table with their feet out so that they're parallel to one another around the table.
那他们那时候吃饭的这个风俗呢跟我们现在不一样。我们是中间有一个桌子，然后大家都坐在椅子上，这椅子呢摆在桌子周围。但那个中东那个时候是不一样，中间有一个桌子，但他们每个人呢是斜躺在那里的，就是靠在一个靠椅上或者是靠枕上，然后呢身体呢是并排的这样伸直的，然后脚在外面，然后是一个一个人这样并排摆。
So the Lord Jesus could be resting, say, on his left elbow, and John could be right beside him, and he could actually put his head on the Savior's breast.
所以主呢有可能呢，他是撑着自己的那个左边的这个手臂啊，就是靠在他自己的左边的手肘上，身体这样靠着，然后斜躺着。然后呢，约翰呢可能就在他的右眼睛靠在右边，所以约翰呢可以就是把他的头靠在主的上。
So it says in verse 23, there was leaning on Jesus' bosom, one of his disciples whom Jesus loved.
所以23节说，有一个门徒是耶稣所爱的，侧身挨进耶稣的怀里。
So Simon Peter, maybe he was across the table or somewhere else, and he motioned to John.
那这里面说，西门彼得，就是示意他，就做了一个动作，也可能，西门彼得坐在他对面，跟他做了一个手势，或者递了一个眼神，或怎么样，就是，问他。
And he asked him, John, who is it?
就彼得呢，就是给他使眼色，说，约翰，你问问主，谁，这是谁呀？
Ask him.
问一下，问一下主。
And so John leaned back, I guess his head turned his head to the Lord Jesus and said, Lord, who is it?
然后我想象当时可能那个使徒约翰呢，他本来头是靠在主耶稣的胸膛上嘛，这时候他把脸呢扬起来，头抬起来问主说，主啊，是谁呀？
So who is this disciple whom Jesus loved?
那这个说的耶稣所爱的门徒是谁？
Who you might say was leaning on the very breast of the Lord Jesus. He could hear the very heartbeat of God.
你甚至可以说啊，这个人他靠在主耶稣的胸膛上，他甚至听到了神的心跳声。
The one who had come into the earth at the Father's bidding, and then among men.This was God manifest in the flesh.
那他呢，就是奉了天父的命令啊，来到人的中间呢。他就是向人所显明的神的样子。
This was the writer of our gospel.
那这个人呢，就是就听到神的心跳声的这个人呢，就是我们的这个福音书的作者了。
He doesn't describe himself by name in the book, but rather by the relationship that he had.
所以呢，他在这卷书里没有提到他自己的名字，但他提到了他和主的关系。
Turn over to chapter 19 and verse 20.
好，我们再翻到十九章的二十节，还是约翰福音。
I'm sorry. Yeah, 19, 20. No.
Yeah.
Verse 26. Yes. Thank you. Verse 26.
二十六节啊，不是二十节。
When Jesus therefore saw his mother and the disciple whom he loved standing by, he said to his mother, Woman,Behold your son.
就对他母亲说，母亲看你的儿子。
And then again, chapter 20 and verse 2.
然后二十章的二节。
About Mary Magdalene, early in the morning, she ran and she came to Simon Peter and to the other disciple whom Jesus loved and said to them, they have taken away the Lord out of the tomb and we don't know where they've laid him.
这时候是抹大拉的玛利亚她看到了空坟墓以后呢，就跑来告诉西门彼得和耶稣所爱的那个门徒，对他们说，有人把主从坟墓里挪了去，我们不知道放在哪里。
And again in chapter 21 and verse 7.
然后是21章的第七节。
Therefore, this is after the Lord Jesus had risen from the dead.
那这时候呢，主耶稣已经从死里复活了。
And he appears to seven of the disciples by the seaside.
然后主呢是在这个加利利湖边呢向七个门徒显现。
Therefore that disciple whom Jesus loved said to Peter, It's the Lord.
耶稣所爱的那门徒对彼得说是主。
Here he's first to recognize the risen Lord. The others were...they didn't recognize the Lord, but it was John that was quick to recognize the Lord.
是他第一个呢认出这个人就是复活的主的，那其他人还没有认出，那是使徒约翰呢他第一个认出来的，他很快就认出来。
And then in verse 20 of that same chapter,
在二十一章的二十节。
Then Peter, turning around, saw the disciple whom Jesus loved following.Who also had leaned on his breast at the supper and said, Lord, who is the one who betrays you?
彼得转过来看见耶稣所爱的那门徒跟着，就是在晚饭的时候靠着耶稣胸膛说，主啊，卖你的是谁的那门徒？
So there we have five times in the book of John where John identifies himself not by name, but by his relationship with the Lord Jesus.
所以我们在这个约翰福音书里面有五次啊，约翰呢提到他自己的身份的时候，他没有提自己的名字，但他提的是他和主的关系。
You and I have never seen the Lord, have we?
你和我也没有见过主，是吧？
Yet we love him, don't we?
但是我们却爱他。
We love him, John writes, because he first loved us.
我们爱他，就像约翰写的，我们爱他是因为先他是他先爱了我们。
When we were unlovely, he loved us.
当我们不可爱的时候，他就爱了我们。
Paul says, when we were yet sinners, Christ died for us.
使徒保罗说，当我们还是罪人的时候，基督就为我们死了。
And he said, he loved me and he gave himself for me.
他爱我，甚至为我舍了他自己。
One of my favorite hymns is, Jesus loves me, this I know, for the Bible tells me so.
我最喜欢的一首圣诗呢，就是耶稣爱我，我知道，因为圣经这样告诉我。
You and I have never had the opportunity to sit around the table with the Lord, or as much as we would love to be able to lean on his breast.
所以你和我永远都不可能有机会在那一天跟主一起坐在这个餐桌旁，把我们的头靠在他的胸膛上。
But we have the writings of a man who did lean on the Savior's breast.
但我们现在有那个的确那一天把胸膛靠在把他的头靠在主的胸膛上的那一位，他写下来的文字。
The one who heard the very heartbeat of heaven.
他这一位这个作者呢，他就是亲耳听到过从天上来的心跳声。
And so this gospel, it's a very personal gospel.
所以这卷福音书啊，是一卷非常个人的福音书。
So now when was this gospel written? It's important for us to know.
那还有一件对我们来说很重要需要知道的事情，就是这卷福音书写在什么时候呢？
The synoptic gospels, they were all written within 20 or 25 years of the death of our Lord Jesus.
那其他三卷对观福音书呢，差不多都是写成在主耶稣死后的20到25年。
But the gospel of John was written some 60 years after.
但是约翰福音呢，是写在主死后的差不多60年。
John was a young man when he was called to be a disciple of the Lord Jesus.
那约翰被呼召成为主的使徒的主的门徒的时候呢，他还是一个年轻人。
Now he's an old man.
但是现在呢，他已经是个老人了。
And he spent some 60 years meditating on the things that he heard and saw.
所以他花了60年时间呢，去思想他所听到的、所看见的事情。
He can remember that on the Mount of Transfiguration.
他能够记得在变相山上发生的事。
The sorrows of Gethsemane.
记得科西玛尼园主的忧伤。
The breakfast by the seaside.
在这个加利利湖边的早餐。
But more than that, he remembered the words of the Lord Jesus.
那更重要的是他记得主耶稣基督说的话。
And so, John writes now from the perspective of looking back to a lifetime of preaching and study and service for the Lord.
所以他现在回顾主耶稣基督他的这一生他的也研究了他的这个讲道和他的服事。
It's very likely he wrote this from the same place that the book of Revelation was written.
那很有可能的就是他是在同一个地方既写了启示录又写了约翰福音。
The book of Revelation was written from the island of Patmos, where John was exiled by Caesar, and there he was in lonely exile on that island.
那启示录的写作地点呢，是在拔摩岛，使徒约翰被凯撒皇帝放逐的一个荒凉的小岛，他是在这个孤独的这个小岛上写的这个启示录。
We're told that in Revelation chapter 1 and verse 9, that he was there because of the testimony of the word of God. He was preaching the truth.
在启示录的一章九节里，这里我们读到，约翰呢在那里呢是为神的道，并为给耶稣做见证，才到了这个岛上的。
By this time, all the other disciples had been martyred.
那个时候呢，其他所有的使徒都已经殉道了。
John was alone, you might say.
那时候就只剩下约翰了，他是很孤单的。
And so he sits down.He takes up his pen.
所以他坐下来拿起笔。
And he, by the inspiration of the Holy Spirit, writes down the meditations of a lifetime.
所以他在圣灵的感动下，就启示下就写下了他一生的默想的这个结果。
Chapter 21, verses 24 and 25.
约翰福音的21章的24和25节。
He writes this. This is the disciple who testifies of these things and wrote these things. And we know that his testimony is true. And there are also many other things that Jesus did, which if they were written one by one, I suppose that even the world itself could not contain the books that would be written.
为这些事做见证，并且记载这些事的就是这门徒。我们也知道他的见证是真的，耶稣所行的事还有许多，若是一一的都写出来，我想所写的书就是这世界也容不下了。
And so we have this gem in our hands, this probably one of the most important books that was ever written.
所以现在我们手里捧着的就是一颗宝石啊，应该是曾经人类历史上写过的最重要的一卷书。
Now turn with me to John chapter 20.
我们现在翻到约翰福音的二十章。
We want to look, for a few moments at the purpose for which he was writing.
我们现在要花一点时间来讲他约翰写这卷福音书的目的是什么。
Certainly he wanted to, give this heavenly perspective that would complete the records that the other three gospels began to give us.
那当然他是想在其他三卷福音书的基础之上再给我们一个属天的这个视角补足这其他三卷福音书的不足。
We might call this the spiritual gospel.
我们可以管这卷福音书叫属灵的福音书。
In chapter 20, reading verses 30 and 31, here we have written for us his purposes for writing.
我们看二十章的三十和三十一节，这里就讲到了他写这个福音书的目的。
He refers to signs.
他这里提到了。
And truly Jesus did many other signs in the presence of his disciples which are not written in this book. But these are written, that you may believe that Jesus Christ is the Christ, the Son of God, and the believing you may have life in his name.
耶稣在门徒面前另外行了许多神迹，没有记在这书上，但记这些事要叫你们信耶稣是基督，是神的儿子，并且叫你们信了他就可以因他的名得生命。
And so John gives in his gospel signs, seven signs that were given by the apostle to confirm this one had come from heaven. He was the Lord of heaven himself.
所以使徒约翰呢在这卷福音书里呢他记载了神迹，一共记载了七次神迹，为的是证实耶稣基督就是从天上来的神。
Now as we study the book, we'll be looking at these different signs in depth.
当我们仔细研读这卷书的时候呢，我们会深度的去解读这七个神迹。
But tonight we'll just look at them in passing and refer to them in passing.
那今天晚上呢我们就是先快速的一个一个的过一下这七个神迹。
Chapter 2 and verse 11.
一个是二章的十一节。
The context is the wedding at Cana of Galilee.
那他的这个背景呢就是在加拿的一场婚宴。
And there the Lord Jesus turns water into wine.
在那里的主耶稣基督把水变成了酒。
It was a sad occasion for them to run out of wine.
那这个婚宴的酒喝完了是让人很忧伤的一件事。
But he takes the ordinary and makes it extraordinary, the best wine there was.
主耶稣呢却把普通的水呢变成了最美的最好的酒。
He reveals himself there as the Lord of nature.
那他在这个神迹里呢把向众人显明了他是自然界的主。
And verse 11, we read, this beginning of signs Jesus did in Cana of Galilee and manifested his glory and his disciples believed in him.
这是耶稣所行的头一件神迹是在加利利的迦拿行的显出他的荣耀来他的门徒就信他了。
And then, chapter 4, verse 54.
再看的四章五十四节。
Where he heals the nobleman's son.
那在这里呢他是治好了大臣的儿子。
To show that he's the Lord over all disease and sin.
这件神迹呢显明他是所有的这个疾病的主。
And we read in verse 54, this again is the second sign Jesus did when he had come out of Judah into Galilee.
54节说这是耶稣在加利利行的第二件神迹是他从犹太回去以后行的。
Verse 14 of chapter 6.
然后是六章的十四节。
Where he fed 5,000.
那这个时候呢是说这句话的时候呢是在他刚刚的喂饱了五千个人。
He had healed the lame man on the Sabbath day, proving that he was the Lord of the Sabbath. But, there isn't any, he doesn't,The Spirit of God does not name each of the signs, but each of the healings, they were signs, there's seven of them.
那在此之前呢他刚刚在安息日治好了一个瘫痪的人那每一个神迹呢都是表明他是。
So in chapter 6,Is it chapter, yes, chapter 14. Chapter 6, yes, verse 14.
六章十四节。
Then those men, when they had seen the sign that Jesus did, said, this is truly the prophet.Who is to come into the world.
耶稣看不是众人看见耶稣所行的神迹就说这真是那要到世间来的先知。
That was the fourth sign.
这是四个神迹了前面那个安息日医治瘫子那个是第三个神迹。
The fifth sign was he walked on the water.
那第五个神迹呢是他在水面行走。
Verse 26.
是六章的二十六节。
Verse 26 of chapter 6. Jesus answered and said, Most assuredly I say to you, you seek me not because you saw the signs, but because you ate of the loaves and were filled.
耶稣回答说我实实在在地告诉你们你们找我并不是因见了神迹乃是因吃饼得饱。
So, then we find another sign where he gives sight to the blind.
还有一个神迹呢是他使瞎子看见。
In chapter 9.
第九章。
Let's read verses 3 and 4.
我们读一下三节和四节。
Jesus answered, Neither this man nor his parents sinned, but that the works of God should be revealed in him. I must work the works of him who sent me while it's day. The night is coming when no one.Can work.
耶稣回答说也不是这人犯了罪也不是他父母犯了罪是要在他身上显出神的作为来趁着白日我们必须做那差我来者的工黑夜将到就没有人能做工了。
And then in verse 5 he says, As long as I am in the world, I am the light of the world.
第五节他说我在世上的时候是世上的光。
showing there that he is the Lord of light himself, the one who called light out of darkness.
那这个神迹呢表明他是他是光，他是光的主，他是使光从黑暗中发出来的那一位。
Verse 16 of chapter 9.
我们再看九章的十六节。
Therefore, some of the Pharisees said, "This man is not from God because he does not keep the Sabbath." Others said, "How can a man who is a sinner do such signs?"
法利赛人中有的说，这个人不是从神来的，因为他不守安息日。又有人说，一个罪人怎能行这样的神迹呢？他们就起了纷争。
That is, they recognized that giving this man sight who was blind from the birth was a sign.
他们认识到这个使这位使这个生来瞎眼的瞎子重见光明的这件事呢是一个神迹。
And then in, over in chapter 11,
我们再看十一章
the raising of Lazarus.
是使拉撒路死里复活的这个神迹。
He's the Lord of life, the life.He's a victorious over death.
这个神迹说明他是生命的主，他胜过了死亡。
When Mary and Martha heard that the Lord Jesus had waited, they were sad that he didn't show up earlier so that he might have healed Lazarus when he was sick.
当马大和玛利亚听说主还特意等了两天的时候呢，他们很忧伤，因为他们觉得主没有及时赶过来，如果他及时到的话呢，拉撒路就会被治好了，不至于死了。
But then verse 4, we read Jesus heard that he was sick. He said, "This sickness is not unto death, but for the glory of God, that the Son of God may be glorified in it."
但第四节耶稣听见就是听见拉撒路生病这件事呢，他就说这病不至于死，乃是为神的荣耀，叫神的儿子因此得荣耀。
Well, he knew that Lazarus is going to die.
他知道拉撒路会死的。
But he was going to be glorified. It would be another sign.
但是他知道这件事会成为另外一个神迹，他会得到荣耀。
Chapter 12.
再看十二节。
And verse 17.
十七章十二章十七节。
Therefore the people who were with him when he called Lazarus out of his tomb and raised him from the dead, they bore witness. For this reason, the people also met him because they had heard that he had done this sign.
十七十八节，当耶稣呼唤拉撒路，叫他从死复活出坟墓的时候，同耶稣在那里的众人就做见证，众人因听见耶稣行了这神迹，就去迎接他。
So there are these seven miracles which John has chosen to present the Lord Jesus as the Son of God, that we might believe in him.
所以使徒约翰选了这七个神迹啊，作为证据证明耶稣就是神的儿子，我们必须要信他。
Now go back to chapter 11 and verse 45.
我们再看一下这个十一章的四十五节。
There's a very disturbing, verses here.
这句经文呢是很引起争论的一句经文。
Yes, well, verse 47, then the chief priests and the Pharisees gathered a council and said, "What shall we do? For this man works many signs. If we let him alone like this, everyone will believe in him, and the Romans will come and take away our place and our nation.
我们看47节啊，就这些神迹呢，引起了很大的争论呢，在他们中间，祭司长和法利赛人聚集公会说，这人行好些神迹，我们怎么办呢？若这样由着他，人人都要信他，罗马人也要来夺我们的地土和我们的百姓。
Now I have misplaced a verse that I'm trying to find here. Chapter 12, verse 37.
那我们先看那个12章的37节。
But although he had done so many signs before them, they did not believe in him.
他虽然在他们面前行了许多神迹，他们还是不信他。
That's the signs in themselves do not produce faith.
对神迹本上并不能产生信心。
That's an important point for us to understand.
那这个点呢，我们是很重要的，我们应该明白。
There's many people that today they're looking for signs.
那今天呢，也是同样有些人呢，他们总是想要看神迹。
But signs were never given to produce faith. They were there to confirm faith.
所以神迹呢，神行神迹永远都不是为了让人产生信心的，而是确认的信心神迹。但是这里说了，他们还是不信他。
Well, who did believe?
那谁相信了呢？
There were those who were drawn to the Father drew them to the Lord Jesus, and He showed them the signs, and it confirmed to them their faith in the Lord Jesus, their faith in God.
是那些父神赐给耶稣基督的人，所以。耶稣呢，在他们面前行了这个神迹呢，确认了他们对神的信心。
Therefore, we don't need signs today. We don't need wonders and miracles to produce faith.
所以我们今天也是一样，我们不是需要这些。
We believe in the promises of God.
我们相信神的应许。
When you believe,You see miracles in your life.
当你相信了以后呢，在你的生命中你就能看见神迹了。
And so they confirm your faith.
所以这些神迹呢，是来证实你的信心的。
Think of your life as a Christian. Many times it's attended to miracles in your life, little miracles that no one else would think, but they are signs that God gives to you that He is real.
所以我们回想一下自己的基督徒的一生啊，如果你是基督徒的话，你会经历很多很小的一些神迹，别人都不认为这是什么神迹，但是你知道这是神给你的一个证据，给你的一个信号。
So those signs are given to us that we might continually believe. They encourage us in our faith.
所以这些让我们看见的神迹呢，是加增我们的信心的，让我们可以继续相信下去的。
Now, there are some other themes in the book that we might look at very quickly.
在这卷书里呢，还有其他的主题，我们现在也要快速的看一下。
The I am metaphors.
那就是七个我是的比喻。
We read them. The first is I am the bread of life.
那第一个呢，就是我是生命的粮。
These metaphors go through. They encompass. They are specially chosen by John the Apostle to. They describe his whole existence here on earth.
那这七个我是啊，是使徒约翰呢精心挑选的，是准确的描写了他在地上的时候的他的所事。
The first one is found in John chapter 6, verse 35. He says, I am the bread of life. You don't need to turn there. We'll go through them quickly.
那我们现在不用翻到那儿，我跟大家说就好。那第一个我是呢，就是约翰福音六章三十五节说的，我是生命的粮。
Now that speaks of his incarnation.
这讲的就是他的道成肉身。
He says, I am the living bread that came down from heaven.
他说我就是呢从天上来的真粮。
And we think of that body when on a Lord's Day morning, when we break the bread and we drink the cup.
那我们想到我们每个主日第一场聚会的时候呢有领这个饼和这个杯。
We know that the bread represents his body.
我们知道这个饼呢是代表他的身体。
It's not his real body, it's just a metaphor for it.
当然这不是指他真的实实在在那个身体而是一个象征。
It's symbolic.
是象征性的。
But bread is a picture of that which is necessary to sustain life.
但是这个饼呢是代表就是这个生命存续下去所必须的东西。
It's a picture of that which the body needs to survive.
所以这就是告诉我们你这个生命要存在要存活的话必须需要这个东西。
And God sent that living bread down from heaven that we might have spiritual life.
所以神呢是从天上把这生命的粮赐下来让我们能够有属灵的生
命。The Lord said, the flesh profits nothing. The spirit is what gives life.
那主说过肉体是无益的叫人活着的乃是灵。
But he had to have a body in order for him to be able to go to Calvary to make the great sacrifice for us.
但是他必须需要有一个身体这样他才能够走到哥哥他的十字架上为我们献祭。
So that bread, that speaks of his incarnation, his body coming into the world, a body you have prepared for me, he says.
那所以这个第一个我是生命的粮呢就是说明的就是他的道成肉身就是他必须得有一个肉身的身体他说你主说对天父说你为我预备了一个身体。
The second, I am, there are seven of them. He says, I am the light of the world.
一共有七个我是第二个我是什么呢就是我是世界的光。
And in chapter 8 verse 12, he says,As long as I am in the world, I am the light of the world.
那是在约翰福音的八章十二节，他说：“我在地上的时候，我在世上的时候，我就是世上的光。”
He is. When he came, he was the very illuminating power of the Spirit of God in the world.
所以他在地上的时候呢，他就是神的灵的那个照亮我们的那个光。
And that speaks of the ministry of the Lord.
这里说到的就是主耶稣基督的服事。
The bread speaks of his coming into the world, his incarnation. But while he was here, he said, I am the light of the world.
那我们刚才说的他是生命的粮呢讲到他带着一个身体进到这个世界。然后呢他进到这个世界以后做的事情呢他就是我就是世界的光来照亮这个世界的。
Satan and the power of darkness thought they could get rid of the light by killing him.
那黑暗的王啊，就是撒旦，他们觉得他可以通过把耶稣杀掉来掐灭这光。
But we who have trusted the Lord Jesus, we have received that light into our lives, the light of the knowledge of the glory of God in the face of Jesus Christ.
但是我们这些相信的人呢却把这个光接到了我们的心里那这个光呢就是在主耶稣基督的脸上所反射出的所反映的神的光生命的光。
Now he says, you shine, let your light shine.
然后主说那现在呢让你的生命可以发光了。
We are the light of the world now as Christians.
现在我们作为基督徒呢我们是这地上的光了。
The third I am is theHe said, I am the door of the sheep.
那第三个我是呢就是主说的我是这羊的门。
I am the good shepherd, he says.
我是好牧人。
That speaks of the fact of his death.
那这呢讲到的就是讲到了他的死了。
I am the good shepherd and I lay down my life for the sheep.
因为他说我是好牧人好牧人为羊舍命。
He whocame as the good shepherd proved that he loved us more than all.
他作为一个好牧人来到这个世上证明他爱我们比什么都爱我们。
And then, the fifth one is, I am the resurrection and the life.
那第五个呢是主说我就是复活我就是生命。
And that of course is in the context of his resurrection.
当然这里就讲到的是他的复活了。
So he's the incarnation. He's the bread of life in the incarnation. He is the light of the world in his life here on earth. He's the door of the sheep where we enter in. He's the good shepherd.Where he gives his life for the sheep.
所以我们前面三个讲首先呢他是生命的粮就是讲到他取了一个肉身来到这世上。第二个呢就是他来到世上以后呢他是世界的光来照亮这个世界的。第三个呢讲到的是他是门然后他是好牧人讲到的就是他要为羊舍命。
And so in the context of the,Raising of Lazarus from the dead, he reveals himself as the resurrection and the life, eternal life.
所以在拉萨路死而复活这个神迹中呢，主耶稣基督呢就和他的把拉萨路复活和他的复活联系起来了。他说：“我就是复活在我，生命也在我。”
And then the sixth, I am.
那这第四个我是。
It says, "I am the way, the truth, and the life." John 14:6.
就是约翰福音十四章六节说的他说我就是道路真理生命。
The disciples, they asked him, well, Lord, you're going away, how can we know the way?
因为门徒问他说主啊你要走了那我们怎么知道那条路是什么呢
?We don't know how to get there to heaven. You're going away, you tell us, to the Father. How do we get there?
然后门徒说你现在要走了那我们怎么到天堂去呢我们怎么到父那里去呢那条路在哪里呢
Jesus said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me.
然后主说我就是那道路真理和生命若不借着我没有人能到父那里去。
In other words, he not only had to rise from the dead, he had to ascend to the Father to prepare the way for us to come.
所以换句话说他不仅要从死里复活而且他要必须升天到天父那里去为我们预备一条道路让我们能够也跟他一起到那里。
So he's opened up a new and a living way into the very presence of the Father.
所以他为我们打开了一条又新又活的路让我们能到天父那里去。
He says, and I go, and I'm going to prepare a place for you there.
他说我会在那里为你们预备地方。
And you don't have to worry about trying to find your way there by yourself.
所以他说你们不用担心你们要靠自己才能找到这条路。
He says, I'm going to come again, and I'm going to receive you to myself.
他说我还会再来的我会把你们带到我自己那里去的。
That where I am, there you might be also.
我在哪里你们也会在那里。
And then, the last one is, I am the vine.
那最后一个我是呢就是第七个我是真葡萄树。
I am the true vine, he says.
他说我是真葡萄树。
John chapter 15 verses 1-5.
是约翰福音的十五章一节和五节里提到的。
He is the vine, but it's the Holy Spirit who would come.
他是真葡萄树但是圣灵呢会降下来。
And at Pentecost, the Holy Spirit was sent after the Lord Jesus ascended to the Father and was glorified, then he sent the Holy Spirit into the world.
当主耶稣基督升到天上去他得了荣耀以后呢他就派圣灵降到世上。
That his life, that eternal life might be in the believer.
然后他的生命就是那永恒的生命呢现在可以在所有的信徒里面了。
And so these,metaphors, these I ams, I am the bread of life right through to I am the true vine. They speak of the whole life and ministry of the Lord Jesus.
所以这七个我是啊从我是生命的粮开始一直到我是真葡萄树啊讲到的都是讲的就是主耶稣基督他的全部的一生以及他在地上的服事。
There were some other great I ams that in the Gospel of John.
在约翰福音里呢还有一些伟大的就是我是的这样的宣告。
They, to prove that he is the very incarnate son of God.
那是来证明呢他就是那个道成肉身的神的儿子。
And nine times we read of these I ams
那九次呢我们读到这个我是什么什么。
We'll look at one example, probably the strongest example in John chapter 8.
我们来读其中一处地方可能是最强有力的一个地方呢就是约翰福音的八章。
John chapter 8. He was having a discussion with the Jews.
那时候呢正在跟这个犹太人有一个争论。
And they weren't receiving his words.
他们正在听主耶稣说的话。
They weren't honoring the Lord Jesus. He made his claims. He showed them all his signs. Yet they didn't believe.
那主耶稣呢跟他们讲了这些道理也行了神迹给他们干但是他们不相信。
He says in verse 54,Jesus answered, If I honor myself, my honor is nothing. It's my Father who honors me, of whom you say that he is your God. Yet you have not known him, but I know him. And if I say I do not know him, I shall be a liar like you. But I do know him and keep his word. Your father Abraham rejoiced to see my day, and he saw it and was glad.
我们读54到56啊，耶稣回答说，我若荣耀自己，我的荣耀就算不得什么，荣耀我的乃是我的父，就是你们所说，是你们的神，你们未曾认识他，我却认识他，我若说我不认识他，我就是说谎的，像你们一样，但我认识他，也遵守他的道，你们的祖宗亚伯拉罕欢欢喜喜地仰望我的日子，既看见了就快乐。
These Jews, they were constantly opposing the Lord Jesus.
这些犹太人呢他们一直都在反对耶稣。
And they were proud of the fact that they were Jews. They were Abraham's children.
他们很以自己是犹太人是亚伯拉罕的子孙为自豪。
And yet they were trying to kill the Lord Jesus, the one of whom Abraham spoke.
Oh, okay. 但是呢他们却想要杀掉耶稣就是亚伯拉罕跟他说话的那一位。
And he looked forward to the coming of the one who would fulfill all the promises that God had made through him, through Abraham.
他就是那个应许要来完成一切神的应许的那一位就是亚伯拉借着亚伯拉罕来祝福所有的人类的那一位。
And verse 56, this is an astounding statement.
我们看56节这是一个很令人惊讶的话。
Your father Abraham rejoiced to see my day, and he saw it and was glad.
他说你们的祖宗亚伯拉罕欢欢喜喜地仰望我的日子既看见了就快乐。
What is meant by that?
这是什么意思呢?
Well, Abraham saw down through the centuries, God had promised him that through Abraham, all the nations of the earth were going to be blessed.
亚伯拉罕呢是往前看了很多很多世纪以后的事情了因为神曾应许亚伯拉罕是借着你的后裔万国都要被祝福。
And one of Abraham's children would be the one through whom God would bless.
是要借着亚伯拉罕的一个子孙所有的万民都要得福。
The one who would be anointed of God and come into the world.
他是被神所高抹他要来到这个世界。
And Abraham looked down the centuries, you might say, in a vision. And he saw there that God was going to bless the world through this Christ, this anointed one.
所以亚伯拉罕的这里呢他是你可以说他是在这个意象里面看到了很多很多世纪以后发生的这个事神所高抹的这个基督啊他要来祝福全人类。
And now here he was, the fulfillment of that great promise.
所以现在他来了他就是这个给最大的这个应许的应验者。
And Abraham, he rejoiced as he thought of that many centuries before.
所以这里说到亚伯拉罕在很多世纪之前呢他看见了他就快乐。
But these proud Jews, they say to him in verse 57, you're not even 50 years old. And have you seen Abraham?
那57节里面这些骄傲的犹太人就说你还没有50岁岂见过亚伯拉罕呢。
And Jesus said to them, verse 58, most assuredly, verily, verily, I say to you, before Abraham was, I am.
58节耶稣说，我实在在的告诉你们，还没有亚伯拉罕就有了我。
9 times the Lord uses in the gospel that word I am.
所以有九次啊，在约翰福音里面用了我是这个词。
That he identifies himself with the vision that the burning.
摩西很多年前啊，在这个燃烧的荆棘里面，所以神对他所说的这个自己的定义是什么
？God revealed himself to Moses before Moses was able to lead the children of Israel out of Egypt.
当摩西还没有带领以色列人走出埃及之前呢，神就把他自己是什么样的神启示给摩西。
Turn with me back to Exodus chapter 3.
我们翻到这个出埃及记的第三章。
It was while Moses was tending the flock of his father-in-law Jethro.
那个时候呢，摩西还在替他的这个岳父啊，这个叶特罗在放他的羊。
You recall that Moses, as a baby, grew up in the house of Pharaoh.
摩西呢，他是从小在法老的王宫里面长大的。
God had revealed to him that he was going to lead the children of Israel out of Egypt and into the promised land.
那神呢，向他显现，告诉他呢，他会带领以色列人呢，从埃及出来。
So when he was 40 years old, he left Pharaoh's house.
所以因为在他小的时候就启示过他，所以他的就在40岁的时候就离开了法老的王宫。
And he thought that it was a time that he would now fulfill what God had given him his mandate to do.
他觉得那个时候他就应该是去完成神让他去所做的事情的这个时候了。
And then what happened was he killed one Egyptian and had to run for his life.
那发生了什么事呢？就是他杀了一个埃及人，结果呢，他就要因此逃命了。
And he came into the wilderness of Paran.
然后他就来到了这个米甸的这个旷野。
And there he got a job as a shepherd.
然后他在那里找到了一个放羊的工作。
But he spent 40 years in the school of God.
但是他在神的学校里面度过了40年的时间。
And one day while he was looking after his father-in-law's sheep, he saw a bush on fire.
有一天他在给他的岳父放羊的时候呢，他就看到了荆棘着火了。
And as he looked at the bush on fire, it didn't burn up.
但他看这个荆棘呢，发现这个荆棘却没有被烧毁。
The fire in a miraculous way kept burning and burning and burning, and it didn't extinguish.
所以这个火呢，就是神奇般的，一直烧，一直烧，永远也烧不完。
So he turned aside and he had a look.
然后呢，他就转过头来看。
And as he got near, a voice came from the burning bush.
那他靠近这个荆棘的时候呢，他就有听到了一个声音对他说话。
And the Lord appeared to him in the bush.
然后神呢就在荆棘里向他显现了。
Who was this? This was none other than the Son of God himself, the pre-incarnate Son of God.
那向他显现的是谁呢？不是别人，就是道成肉身以前的神的儿子。
He's described as the angel of the Lord.
在圣经里把他描述成为就是耶和华的使者。
And he appeared in the flame of fire.
他是在这个荆棘的火焰中向摩西显现的。
And then the Lord spoke to him and said, Moses, you're going to lead the children of Israel out of Egypt.
然后主呢就对他说，你要带领以色列人呢从埃及走出来。
And Moses said, well, if I go to the children of Israel and say, well, the Lord told me to lead you out of, I don't even know your name.
然后摩西就说，那如果我去跟以色列人说，我要把你们从埃及带出去，神对我说，我把你们带出去，他们会说，这神叫什么名字啊？摩西说，我连你的名字都不知道。
And look at verse 14 of chapter 3.
我们看出埃及记的三章十四节。
And God said to Moses, I am who I am. And he said, thus you shall say to the children of Israel, I am has sent you, me to you, sent me to you.
神对摩西说，我是自有永有的，又说，你要对以色列人这样说，那自有的打发我到你这里来。自有的英文就是 I am.
Now, when you and I introduce ourselves, we say, I am, and then you give a name.
当我们介绍自己的时候呢，我们总会说，我是谁谁谁，你会给，在我是后面加一个名字。
We distinguish ourselves from others.
我们是用这个名字把自己和别人区分开来的。
But the I am means the self-existing one, the name of God Almighty.
但是这个自有的神呢，他这个名字呢，是表明他是自我存在的，他是那全能的神。
And so, if we go back to John chapter 8,
如果我们翻回，我们先翻回约翰福音八章。
When Jesus makes this astounding statement, he says, before Abraham was, I am. I am who I am.
所以在这里耶稣说了一个令人震惊的宣告，他说还没有亚伯拉罕就有了我，就有了我呢，就是 I am.
Now the Jews, they understood that claim.
所以犹太人呢是明白主耶稣基督的这个说法的。
They knew the scriptures.
因为他们知道旧约圣经。
What he was claiming was that he was the very Son of God, the angel of the Lord.
所以他们知道主耶稣这里说的 I am, 就是说明他就是那耶和华的使者，就是主。
And verse 59, it says they took up stones, they went to throw at him.
就是神的儿子，所以59节说他们就拿石头要打他。
But Jesus hid himself and went out of the temple, and going through the midst of them, he so passed by.
但是59节却说耶稣就躲藏从殿里出去了。
He made this astounding claim then that he was the Almighty God.
所以他在这里做了一个令人目瞪口呆的这样一个宣告，就是他就是呢自有拥有的神。
So nine times we have that I am. You'll find it throughout. We'll be encountering that in our studies as we continue along.
所以在整卷约翰福音里有九次提到这个我是什么什么，所以我们会在通读讲解这个约翰福音书的时候呢，一处一处的碰到他们在讲解他。
There are a number of different themes that John gives us in the gospel. The last one I'll give you is a little different than what we've been talking about.
所以约翰福音呢有不同的主题，最后一个我要讲的主题呢跟其他地方都不一样。
The concepts of life,Light and love.
那就是在这卷福音书里面到处都充满了关于生命、光和爱这样的概念。
They go right through the gospel.
那这些概念呢，贯穿整个约翰福音。
Just like, three different colors in a tapestry, you know, a tapestry is woven of different colors.
那就像一个就是那个挂毯一样的，就是那个挂毯就是不同的颜色的线编织在一起。所以这个光、生命和爱呢，就像三种不同的线一直在编织在整个的约翰福音里面。
He says, I am the life.
他说我是生命。
I am the light.
我是光。
And he's the very love of God, the love expressed from the bosom of the Father.
然后他呢，就是从神的怀里所显明出来的那个爱。
And those concepts, they're as I say, they're woven like colors in a beautiful tapestry, and they appear in different ways throughout this Gospel of John.
所以这三个概念呢，就像三种不同颜色的彩线一样，被编织在壁毯里。就挂毯上一样，就编织在整个约翰福音书里。你在不同的地方呢，会多次的遇见这三个概念。
Next week, Lord willing, we'll have a look at the opening, chapter one of the book of John.
那下个星期，如果主许可的话呢，我们要看这卷福音书的开篇的第一章。
Now, if you haven't read the Gospel of John recently, let me encourage you to read it again.
如果你最后最近呢没有读约翰福音的话呢，我鼓励大家呢再把约翰福音读一遍。
The words are simple.
这些它的用词都是很简单的。
The concepts are completely bottomless.
但是这些概念呢，它的这个深意呢，却是无止境的。
We enter into ideas that originated in heaven.
那这些这些思想呢，都是从天上来的。
Now I'm going to ask our brother Harold if you would just close us in prayer, please.
好，我们先请 Harold 长老给我们做一个结束的祷告。
Oh Lord, again this evening we've heard some truths that are simple. The words are simple, but the concepts are profound.
主，今天晚上听到了，在约翰福音里面用的词是很简单的，但是这些概念呢，却是非常的深奥的。
And so, Lord, we pray that we might just embrace what we can understand, and then that by your grace and power, you will enable us to enter more deeply into the wonderful truths of God that are presented to us in this book.
主，我们祈求的是我们能够明白的，让我们能够接受。那同时呢，也求您因着你的恩典，你的圣灵带领我们，让我们能够明白更深的真理。
We're thankful that the Lord Jesus is the bread of life and the light of the world and all the other concepts that we've looked at.
主，我们很感恩呢，我们的主耶稣是生命的粮，是这世上的光，以及等等一切我们刚才提到的他的这个概念。
And so, Lord, we pray and we say, because you're the bread of life, would you please feed me?
所以主啊，我们祈求的是，既然你是生命的粮，求你能喂养我。
And because you're the light of life, Lord, would you shine your light upon me so that I might understand and live life as I should?
主啊，既然你是这生命的光，求你的光照亮我的心，让我能够明白，也让我能够活出我应有的生命。
And Lord, if you're the door and you say you're the door, then we want to come in.
主啊，你说你是门，那我们就想进去。
And because you're the good shepherd, we want you to shepherd us. We want to be your sheep, Lord. Would you please, just take us as we are and make us members of your flock?
主啊，你说你是牧者，我们就盼望你能够牧养我们，带领我们，我们就盼望能够成为你羊群中的一员。
So, Lord, we've been exposed to marvelous truth tonight.We just pray that we will appropriate it to ourselves for our lives right now.
主，我们今天听到了很多奇妙的真理，盼望我们这些能把这些真理呢融进我们自己的生命里面。
And we give thanks that you are able to fulfill all these promises in our lives.
主，我们盼望您能够在我们的生命里面应验这所有的应许。
So Lord, we give thanks for all who are here this evening, this morning. We just pray that your blessing will be upon each one of us without exception, Lord.
主，我们感谢今天所来的每一位，无论是星期五晚上还是星期六上午的，求您的祝福临到每一位，一个都不要少。
We thank you for being with our brother Eric tonight. We pray that you will enable him and give him words for us for the following weeks.
主，我们感谢你今天与 Eric 弟兄同在，也求您继续的帮助他，赐给他借着他对我们说话，在接下去的学习的过程中。
And so we pray now and give thanks in the name of our blessed Lord Jesus Christ.
我们这样的祈求和感谢是奉主耶稣基督的名。
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Thank you.Lord bless each one.
谢谢大家，愿主祝福我们每一位。